training.
The granny women's.
Pardon me?
Granny women's. They call them granny women.
Yes, yes. If a boy and his father have somewhat the same appearance, you might say the boy what? His father.
Taking after his father.
Would you say the same thing if his behavior is something like his father's and his looks are the same, or might you say it differently?
No.
You would say he takes after his father.
Yeah.
In looks and also behavior, would you?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. If a mother has looked after three children until they are grown up, you say that she has what, the three children?
Looked after the three children all of their lives.
All right. Would you use any other expression ever for that, besides she's looked after?
No.
Okay. Someone is saying you really should take Aunt Mary's advice about your children. After all, she's something, 10 of them.
The mother.
Aunt Mary's the mother. You would say, why don't you listen to Aunt Mary's advice about children? After all, she's what, 10 of them? She's...
Raised them.
Okay. To a child who has misbehaved, you might say, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
Whipping.
Okay. Any other terms that you'd use besides whipping?
Spanking.
Anything else? Might you say, now I'm going to give you one more
time. Give me one more time.
Okay. You're giving him another chance. But yeah. Now you're giving him that whipping, and you're going to give him one more
lick.
Okay. And that had better be it, hadn't it?
Yeah, but...
I doubt if you did much of that sort of thing.
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Well...
And will now.
If they need it, you still do.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they have to be shown who is in charge,
right.
Don't they?
Yeah.
If one person is 5 inches, let's say Bob, is 5 inches taller this year... You say that Bob did what a lot last year?
Bob rode a lot.
All right. And you might say to him, Bob, you certainly have...
Grown.
Okay. What is a child that's born to an unmarried woman called? What name do you use for this? A child that's born to an unmarried woman.
They say they're bastards, don't they?
What is it?
Bastards.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there any joking names that you have used or heard used for this? Maybe by older people? Or any regular names that older people might use for this?
No.
All right. What about... This is, maybe this will be a little difficult, but see what you can do with this. Let's say that Jane is a very loving child. That is, she shows lots of affection. Mm-hmm. But Peggy, who shows more love, is a lot...
Wiser.
All right. Now, I want you to use a form of this, what I've said, loving. Would you try to use a form of that to compare? Now, again, we'll say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot...
Lovelier.
All right. Heron's boy would be called your what?
Nephew.
What about a child that has lost both of his parents? He is an... Both of his parents have been killed or have died. He's...
Mother's and father's child.
All right. Now, what